Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke, azunke parin legbahe, parin legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke, valye le parin vodou legbahe,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
My reverberation, reiteration,
and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is November 4th, 2010, Thursday, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist, voodoo, Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herb, root, plant, and mineral to be found within our divine creation and universe. Join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for 1 hour of voodoo secrets and recipes. And, of course, every day here at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured virtual simple group practitioners and leaders, now commonly known as the Power Lunch. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. During my live airing broadcast only, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you do indeed have a question or comment, this will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend to your concern, question, or comment, or reading request, as Spirit does allow. Please do be reminded to press the little red heart and mark me as a favorite on your Blog Talk Radio profile. This will alert you of upcoming shows, show topics, special guests, guest hosts, and special events as we move forward into 2011 and towards 2012. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, quantum metaphysically, universally, using my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, and others who can be found in my virtual temple group, beginning on the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince, and also to be found on my main keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. Where you will find my House of Divine Prince King Group, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Lover Relationship, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, Guiding Voices of Divination, and We Are True Friends. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Papa Say can be found in the King's Chamber. The air here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. He can be found featured 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website, the truth terror, Queen Ivama, here on Block Talk Radio at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. It can also be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Gogo Nana Alana Omari can also be found in the Queen's Chamber. And please do remember to check back frequently. I am updating, adding new powerful voices and energies to both the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, as well as new products to every page of the website. So, again, don't get bored with me. Know that it's constantly transforming, changing, evolving, and growing as our community does, so too as our personal life paths do grow, change, and evolve. And again, remember my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating at 360 degrees of power and understanding is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Today we're going to share and talk about chaos magic. Chaos magic is it's a dichotomy. First of all, it's a misnomer, chaos magic. To separate one magic from another, light from dark, indeed, these are all aspects of our 360-degree spherical, cyclical experience and existence here in this earth plane. So it's sort of a misnomer to start. But moving forward, just as New Age is a misnomer, it's not new. It's very aged and timeless, this knowledge and this information, and it tends to resurface at various points in our evolution as a creation, as a planet, at different periods when I believe that it's needed, necessary, or more likely to be received, and of course some divine purpose beyond our present level understanding. So chaos magic is a school of a, what's called a modern magical tradition, which emphasizes the pragmatic use of belief systems and the creation of new and unorthodox methods. Now, this same phraseology, this same vein of thinking could be applied to many ritualized paths, voodoo, witchcraft. As I've said previously, spirit is always constantly evolving, and so too we constantly evolve. And as we have to surrender to certain earth laws within this realm, within this plane, no one person, no one book, no one culture, no one religion possess 360 degrees. Not without some vast repercussion, some cosmic repercussion. But I will say that we share a piece of the pie, a percentage of the 360 degrees. And for those of you who will, you can Google chaos magic, chaos magic, magic, and go to Wikipedia, and you can kind of follow along with me at Wikipedia, if you will. There's a symbol there, which I've placed on the page, the black circle with the arrows pointing out in every direction, and this is called the chaos sphere, and is a popular symbol of chaos magic. Many variants of it do exist, as with all symbols. Many variants of the cross exist, but we all have an understanding, those of us who will hear and will see and will who understand. It all started with the Ankh, and probably some symbolism, forgotten to us over ages, over lifetimes, over the centuries, thousands and millions of years of evolution of our planet, of life, of consciousness, of understanding on our planet. But as I've said in previous shows about symbolism, signs, they operate to convey profound levels of understanding to us, messages to us, which otherwise could not be expressed in a few words, or would require such an unlimited amount of words that our minds, our psyches, seek to find the easier, softer way, which is to compress certain feelings, certain emotions, certain events, certain ideals into a symbol. And for chaos magic, this is probably the number one symbol. For those of you who are listening, the black circle with many arrows pointing out in all directions. For those of you who are unable to view right now, live with us on air or in the chat or on web. So although there are few techniques unique to chaos magic, just as there are few that are unique to New Age or unique to occult understanding, it's a diverse omniverse, it's unlimited in its expression, as I believe and understand that our divine creators are unlimited in their expression. Chaos magic is just the newest crystallized form of understanding what would otherwise be very complex for the human mind. And chaos magic is often highly individualistic and borrows liberally from other belief systems due to chaos magic having a central belief. And that central belief is that belief itself is a tool. The power of belief is a tool. Science, psychology, even religion to some degree, all operate under this understanding that belief is a tool, or the power of belief is a tool. And this is the central foundation of modern chaos magic. Some common sources of inspiration include such diverse areas as science fiction, scientific theories like quantum metaphysics, astronomy, astrology, cosmology, traditional ceremonial magic, neo-shamanism, Eastern philosophy, world religions, and individual spiritual experimentation. Life, for the soul, for the being, for the individual who's seeking, who's thirsty, who's hungry, who's reading books, who's studying other cultures, who's studying other religions, who's studying other religious paths. This is an expression of life. And despite tremendous individual variation, chaos magicians often work with chaotic and harmonious paradigms, such as the worship of Hundun from Taoism, or Eros from Discordianism. Some chaos magicians also use psychedelic drugs and practices such as psychedelic semanancy and geomagnetism. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing some of these words right. But I'm trying to, in our limited time, build for you, as I'm often want to do, a foundation not only that your spirit mind can accept, but also that your logical mind. Our minds have separate hemispheres which operate in separate planes of reality. Our left brain being logical, blue, realistic, formula-oriented, scientific, repeat-oriented, repetition-oriented. And it, over time, begins to see repetition as reality. So repetition itself suggests constant change, constant transformation, constant movement. Our right brain is thought to be intuitive, spiritual, red in color, as opposed to the blue logic. And those two colors together form our highest known vibratory light spectrum, ultraviolet light, which is mirrored from the macrocosm into the microcosm of the mineral kingdom. Our highest vibrating stone is amethyst, that combination of blue and red. So it assists to bring those two forces of red and blue together in balance, in harmony, in cohesion. The black and white symbol that we see of yin and yang is representative. Again, another sign, another symbol laden with information, never-ending information. The human brain, human mind seeks to find, Avinash talks about in Racism Not Anonymous, the easier, softer way. As the 12-step, traditional 12-step program talks about the easier, softer way, rather than to challenge, to move forward, and to use a magical term, proscreate. Not to go around, not to go over, not to go under, but to move through something negative and retransform that negative into something positive in spite of itself. In spite of itself. It takes courage. It takes heart. It takes backbone and spiritual fortitude. It takes effort, takes strength, and it requires being fearless and moving forward. Chaos magic is about procreation, is about moving through the center of the chaos, of the madness. Now, we unfortunately, I am right now using English. English is a filthy language, in my opinion, in that no word is really specific to any one thing. So, you know, it makes it harder for us to grasp spiritual concepts, real truths, in that those things that we see as real truths, love, success, prosperity, don't have a defined mathematical, you know, even to some degree geometrical shape or form. Excuse me. There are things that are within the realm of spirit, the realm that I believe is more real than this physical, ever-changing, illusionary, seasonal existence that we think is constant. Our world is not constant. Our seasons are not constant. Our life cycles are not constant. It is said that we begin to die the minute we are born. I'm programmed to see the positive, the light. So we are not just dying physically. We are here by temporary. We are visiting, and our physical structure is but a vehicle. Just as our imaginations, our consciousness, our experience would want us to view any traveler through cosmic time and space as needing an apparatus, an outer body, a covering, something to navigate different planes and their environmental conditions. So too, our spirit, our mind seek to adapt, put on a coat of understanding of travel, a mode of travel through this journey of understanding. The easier, softer way looks for it to be constant, consistent. And constant and consistent are illusions that are embraced in chaos magic. Chaos magic is not about surrendering to the negative, but it is about understanding, re-understanding, and reinterpreting purposes of the negative. Without certain things that we would check off on the negative list, life would not exist and coexist and recreate and create itself. We need decay. We need to pass unnecessary products in order to rebirth, re-fertilize, reutilize energy. And as we've been discussing before, energy, all energy was created at the Big Bang. And this is another way of looking at the chaos sphere symbol as being the beginning of all creation, all understanding, all energy. As we now understand, energy can only be recreated, reshaped, remade, transformed. It cannot be destroyed. So as this energy exploded out, what we now interpret in our limited understanding as good and bad, negative and positive, light and darkness, excuse me, all these things grew out into our creation at the beginning of time, at the beginning of all consciousness, all understanding, all physicality, all that we know and possess and understand in our realm of existence. To those of you who were with me on dark matter, dark energy, and black stones, you understand that 73% of our existence is dark energy. I believe it was another, I don't have it in front of me right now, another 63% was dark matter. But then another 6-point-something% is just stellar, interstellar galactic gas. And then 0.4% or less is our sun, our planet, our cells, all physical matter, all physicality. So 73% of our existence, of who we are, what we are made of, what we are encompassed, cannot be seen, cannot be calculated, cannot be measured, is intangible. It's unknowable to some degree. And in the realm of spirit, religion, spirituality, and now in this discussion of chaos magic, this is the creative space. This is the most powerful place of our understanding, of our development. So chaos magic is about utilizing what has been given to us, religion, spirituality, law to some degree, moral code, all these things come into play in the real world in how we operate spiritually. For some reason, the last few days, I've been hearing fear of God or fear God tossed around a lot. And it's really funny to me because if people who use that term truly feared God, it would greatly, greatly interfere with their ability to function, quote unquote, normally in this society, the way this society is set up. We fear the law before we fear God. We fear the tax man. We fear the bill man. We fear societal peer pressures, how we look, how we feel, how we operate around and within certain groups of people. And it's a part of our ego that will deny this, but truly that is our reality. If we truly operated directly from spirit, it would greatly affect how we live here on Mother Father Earth, how we interrelate, how we communicate, how we operate. And those of us who do, have chosen to do so and are on that journey, or that journey has chosen you, are often seen as peculiar people, different people, odd people, for not participating in the status quo, as, you know, for lack of better words. There have been many influences cited to chaos magic. Visionary artist and mystic Austin Osmond Spare, who was briefly a member of Aleister Crowley's AA group, which later, okay, I got some words missing here. I do apologize. Aleister Crowley had a group back in the 60s, wasn't it, where he began to originally develop his occult understanding and practices, and Austin Osmond Spare was a member of this group, and later broke with them to work independently, and it's largely the source of chaos magic theory and practice. Specifically, Spare developed the use of sigils, S-I-G-I-L-S, and the use of gnosis to empower these. Most basic sigil work replicate Spare's techniques, including the construction of a phrase detailing the magical intent or an affirmation, a mantra, the elimination of duplicate letters, reducing down to the most common denominator, both symbolically and mathematically. And again, these are not new concepts. And the artistic recombination of the remaining letters to form the sigil. A sigil is very akin to these keys, the song, these keys of Solomon, where you find the angelic code that is either drawn, inscribed in gold or silver, and it's used to represent certain forces, to draw certain forces, to reverberate certain forces, deities, oftentimes higher forces, higher energies. And these were really gaining popularity in the 60s and the 70s as people began to feel free to explore magic and musicians. And those said magicians, such as Aleister Crowley and Israel Regarde, influenced the Discordianism, and Robert Anton Wilson, popularization of magic by Wicca. But these are not new understandings. These are understandings that have been in the spiritual community for centuries, generations, I dare say lifetime. Chaos magic, just as New Age and other terms of that vein, are just new formulations. Lifetime acquired spiritual understanding. And to some degree, it has been fostered and given some authenticity because of the science as it relates to physics, quantum metaphysics, and they're now being able to understand some things from a mathematical perspective that we've always had some understanding of from a spiritual perspective. So chaos magic is about voluntarily stepping off the grid, stepping into so-called void of the unknown, the space where all things have their birth, their death, their creation, and recreation, and without fear and apprehension. Chaos magic is one of the newest and currently most popular inspirations among modern urban techno shamans. This is cutting edge of ceremonial magic, but it truly involves the history and teaching of very ancient, time-tested and proven cultures and understanding. But again, science, even to include Freud and Jung with their synchronicity, of course, Austin Osman Spare and chaos science, Taoism, Tibetan Buddhism, and many other forms of shamanism add to create and build upon a foundation for this understanding. So chaos magic is as natural to spirit, as natural to who we are, as natural to humanity as any other earth-based, natural, spiritual practice or religion. I'm going to go to 678. You have your hand raised, so I'm going to assume you have a question or comment. Who's calling and where are you calling from? 678, area code. Did you have a question or comment?
No, I didn't have a question or comment, but I thank you so much. I've been tuning in pretty consistently for the last 2 weeks, and I'm so glad you extended it for an hour, and I just wanted to say I love you, and I really learned a lot, and, you know, keep empowering the people. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I'm humbled by your support. And who is this?
This is a Tahita calling in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Divine peace and blessings. I've seen your area code, and I do know you've been quite consistent. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I'm humbled that you're actually receiving the information.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm eating it up like a good meal. I really appreciate it. Food for the soul.
All right, peace and blessings.
Thank you. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Our listen and caller number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you do indeed have a question or comment, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern. And when you finish speaking, you can always press it again, and your hand will go down, and I'll just mute you. And at that point, if you do have a question or comment at any other point in the show, just press it again, and your hand will go up again. And I also appreciate those who are with us live right now in the chat. Fire Witch, Queen B1, Warm, Summer Wind, Kala Hot, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you. Chaos magic is, you know, as with many of these newfangled terminologies, it's often an opportunity for people to capitalize on spirit as opposed to truly nurturing, offering empowerment and understanding. Quite often, if you just go back to the basics, it's there. Again, for those of you who have been studying, who are reading the Bible, reading the Quran, reading the Vedas, reading the Dead Sea Scrolls, reading the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Book of Coming Forth, you already have at the most basic level this understanding that all things intersect, connect, come together, as do we as a human species, as a part of the creative body of this planet, but also as a part of the body of this cosmic galactic universe. And most world religions teach and share this understanding of macrocosm and microcosm, this sharing, this mirroring of understanding, of science, of spirit, but also of resources. So chaos magic, again, is a surrenderance to the noise, to some degree, if you will. It's a surrenderance in a place of non-judgment, but a place of absolute observation and a still, calm place in allowing your spirit guides, your higher self, your higher consciousness to lead you, to guide you into all truth and understanding, divine revelation and manifestation. So before I lose too much time, I implore you to remember who you are, what you are, where you come from, what you ultimately have access to. You're a powerful, loving, and loved creative child of the divine creators, God and Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright. And in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's handiwork of true perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others. When you change your life, you inspire others to change. When you align with the divine, universal, cosmic vibration, you inspire others to get aligned. So be powerful, be magnificent. Be light, mirror, and reflect back unto all creation that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. And bring it back to you. Bring it within you. Allow it to rehydrate and re-manifest. If you're having trouble, another 12-step phraseology is fake it until you make it. You have creative allowance to create and recreate the light and clarity, the love and peace you need, seek, and desire. Created within you, created without you. I recreate and create my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am whole. I am complete. I am vast and a unified part of this divine wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. It does not mean I don't plan. that I am free from earthbound expectation. And my life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a divine plan. I do not strive to attain things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences as the moments of my life come and go. I am at peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. When problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided. We possess, but be careful that in our having, in our possession, that we don't allow them to become who we are and replace who we are. It's nice to have, it's convenient to have, but in the grand scheme of things, that which we most are cannot be held, cannot be contained, cannot be physically embraced or placated with those things of material physicality. I'm in no rush, I'm in no hurry, because ultimately, Divine Spirit will take me where I need to be. At the very moment of time, I need to be there. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal. For my creators are limitless, time, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me. They come to me. They minister to me and administer to me, making all things clear. They speak in a soft, still, gentle, nurturing voice. I only need to sit still, be quiet, breathe, and listen. Listen. And become a part of the experience of listening. My life transformed in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. And obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, sometimes insignificant with this understanding. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like clear quartz crystal, clear, refined, focused. And every day and in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious, in line and in order with divine path, vibration, and light. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more at peace, tranquil, and in balance as I surrender, humble myself to myself, but in my highest, most vibrant light and vibration. I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I greatly receive all that comes my way. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, divinity itself, like the divine creator itself, like my higher self. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am light. I am love. I am prosperity. I am wellness. I am happiness. I am joy. I am in balance. I am complete. Bar Maniko, Bar Maniko Ingara, Bar Mayako, Bar Mayakanda, Aboro Aboye, Aboshiche, Ache. May my Igbo reach Peru, may my Igbo be accepted, may my Igbo allow what we desire to come to hand. And so we say, Ache, and Ache. Indeed, one love, divine joy, divine love, unity and community. Voodoo, quantum metaphysical revelation and manifestation here at high noon and the powerless each and every day here on Block Talk Radio. My apologies for canceling last night's show at the last minute. In all honesty, ministry truly comes first for me. And though this is an extension of that ministry, my clients, particularly those who have provided donations, come first. And right now, many people seem to be very active in their pursuits as well as their manifestation. So the requests have just been overwhelming. I've been getting very little physical rest, as it were. And last night just had to be a bit much, and I had a ceremony to do that I knew was going to go beyond 7 p.m. U.S. Central. So I just went on and canceled the show. But I will be here Saturday night for Live and in Archive Voodoo Central, Voodoo Secrets and Recipes at 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And, of course, tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch. I offer you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, who lives with love harmony. It might take some time, but I never get weary. By this I know I fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield of my lifetime, my cross watch over me, protect us. No.
I love you.